fifth year at Opera House. And,
what was that like?
Well, it was, they had a bigger stage in the theater. And it burned a good while back. But, most of the older places had the opera houses and they restored them. They haven't had a big enough stage for the acting company, just acting right on. They restored the Springer Theater in Columbus, and that's where the old ones. And I believe they're making opera houses back restored.
What kind of things would you go to see there?
I guess you go see the traveling operas and plays and vaudeville. I went to vaudeville in Jacksonville a time or two down there. And they had vaudeville every week. It was a big theater down there. But then I worked in the theater here when the sound first came out.
What was that like?
Well, your first sound movies was a big, about a 12, 14 inch record. Played on a turntable side of the machine, and you had to synchronize your film with your sound. Mm-hmm. And,
did that always work?
Nah, sometimes you'd be a few frames ahead or behind, and they'd be talking at the wrong time and add a little more flavor to the picture. And then if you got out of order and the film broke, your sound would still run, your film would break. And then you had carbon arcs for your light on your projector. And that was real hot. And you used celluloid film. We had a fireproof projection ring. And that machine operated on 440 volts. I laid my hand in the box one day and knocked me all across the room. But after a year or so of that, they brought out the soundtrack on the film after that. Mm-hmm. But it turned out pretty well. I first started putting out shorts with the sound on there. I played records for the film while I run that silent films. And then I played helped with the projection a little bit to keep the sound synchronized. Mm-hmm. But we had some pretty good shows. Didn't cost for a dime to get in the show.
Really? What kind of, do you remember the titles of anything, any of the old pictures?
Yeah, the first time we had was Lon Chaney's, not Lon Chaney, but Gene Valjean. That was the Silver Candlesticks. Some French author wrote that outfit. Maybe Lon Chaney was actor. And we had the Phantom of the Opera. And several musicals, that back when the musicals started, and then we had cowboys and westerns, and oh, we had the cereal in. And
which series you show?
Cereal.
Yeah, which ones?
No, that was that would run 12, 15 weeks to show one chapter every week. Mm-hmm. That kept the crowd coming in.
Well, that's a good idea. Where would a person go for a operation? That'd be where?
Hospital.
Uh-huh. Some of the people that work there, like the women that would take care of you.
They'd be the nurses.
Uh-huh. If you had a catch train, where would you get that?
It'd be a depot. Mm-hmm.
How would the... You might call that also the rail?
Terminal.
Mm-hmm. How would that contrast with the bus station?
Well, I guess railroad terminal would be a little bigger than like the old Atlanta Union Station that brought you right in underground and turn that top. Mm-hmm. Train to unload underground. When you walked up to the top, they'd be at street level. And a bus station, pretty good size, some of them are, but a railroad terminal was 4 or 5 times as big as a bus station. Mm-hmm.
Talking about a place where people come and go all the time, an open place in the middle of the city or town where there's a lot of green grass and trees grow. Center of town, across from the courthouse, what might you call that?
Could be a park.
Mm-hmm. Might be the names of other greens and parks.